Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, we're going to start off with some comments on the moves that we've seen just in the last about four, five trading sessions for gold. Look, gold had a very weak end to the week last week, and it started off this week even before U.S. markets opened, just getting hammered down to right around that 1670 region, which was the low back in March, a double low back in March. And look, the stocks followed lower as well. But in the last, let's say, two trading days, we have seen a bit of a rebound as gold is now back to about that 1750 level. The stocks have rebounded a little bit, but still, this downtrend is intact. Jordan, what's the charts telling you in terms of that washout decline? Where do the technicals stand for gold right now?
Well, let's keep it simple. I mean, gold washed out down to about 1675 or so, down to the spring low, that little double bottom on the daily chart. So that's basically your support. I mean, gold's bouncing back today. I don't know what the CPI news was. I don't really care, to be honest, because news is a lagging indicator. But you know, just taking a quick look at the chart, 1760 is an area of resistance. So that would be my guess, is that, you know, maybe, I mean, like I said, gold's having a good day today, but it's really close to that 1760 resistance. So I think it's probably going to test that maybe tomorrow or the next day. Maybe it can hold up in this area in a bearish way for a couple days. And, you know, beyond that, there's a risk that that flash crash low will be retested. And if you look at the weekly and monthly charts, I mean, they're not supportive of a bullish view. And, you know, if we're looking at the daily chart, I mean, over the weekend, I was really concerned. I even said in my summary that we could see the start of a liquidation in the sector. I just did not anticipate it would happen this quickly. If you look at the daily chart, a couple weeks ago, gold failed at the 200-day moving average for, I think it was the third time in the last month or so. And of course, then it had the big sell-off to end last week. But in addition to failing at the 200-day, in the same area, you had the 50-day and also the 400-day. So you had all these, you had short-term, you know, medium-term, long-term, all these moving averages were in the same area and really close to each other. And gold had a hard fail at those moving averages. So the trend is clearly down and maybe a little bit more upside here because 1760 is stiff resistance, but, you know, moving further out just a tad, there's strong risk we're going to retest that flash crash low, which is a confluence of support as is around 1675.
Well, Jordan, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, usually when people see that W-shaped double bottom, which we saw 1677, 1673 back in March, for those bottoms to hold, you typically want to see a solid uptrend since then. But now that if we've come back and retested it Sunday night, and if you're suggesting, which others have as well, that we retest it again, you know, if something gets tested a third and then a fourth time, isn't the concern for investors that that level would break? And then just related to that other side of the range here, 1750, 1760, as you mentioned, it was previously strong support. Now it's going to be strong resistance. So could we either get stuck in this range, or if that's tested again, what would your targets be to the downside if that level did break that 1675 area?
Well, you have lateral support, I think around 1550. You have the 50% retracement of the 2016 to 2020 move. That comes into play around 1560 to 1570, depending on how you measure it. And we have the 40-month moving average, which comes in the 1560s somewhere. So there's a confluence of strong support in that area. And the 40-month moving average, if you look at a 30-year chart of gold, it's been an excellent, excellent trend indicator. To give you an example, it supported the 2008 financial crisis low. It bounced off the 40-month moving average. If we look at 2019, early 2019, I think there was a little selling before the Fed indicated it would cut rates, and gold bounced off that moving average again. And so that looks like it's going to be the area we could see gold begin its next big rally. Now, if my feeling is that is going to be the end of this correction when we test that. But, you know, that's just a guess at this point. It'll depend on sentiment indicators as well as the fundamentals, which, I mean, guys who look at charts, they don't really talk about that. It's going to depend on, are we seeing gold starting to outperform the stock market at that time? And, you know, I know we might talk about the fundamentals a little bit, but at this point, it's going to be when the Fed hikes rates. If you study history, there's been key turning points in bottoms in gold when the Fed does its first rate hike. So, I mean, if the Fed rate hike comes really soon, I would say, yeah, we're probably going to see a low in that area in the mid to upper 1500s. And I mean, it also depends, you know, because gold can break that 1675 support and then it can kind of just bearish consolidate for 3 or 4 months. I mean, it's just, it's hard to project all of that at this point. But I mean, the key is if we break 1675, mid to upper 1500s, that's the next area of really strong support. And it's more significant support than the 1675 area.
Okay. So big picture, you're simply waiting for the Fed to start hiking rates. That seems very contradictory, Jordan, because when the Fed starts hiking rates, you would think that, well, rates are moving higher. That should be a pressure on gold overall. Higher rates usually hold back the gold price. And it also means that maybe the economy is doing better so that the Fed can take a step back. Why do you think that a Fed rate hike, outside of just what's happened in history, is actually a positive driver for gold?
Well, there's two things. The first is getting to that point where the Fed is going to tighten policy. That's the negative. So we're stuck in a bad situation right now, at least gold bugs or gold investors, where we need the Fed to hike rates, but actually getting to that point is going to be painful. So hopefully we can get there quickly, or sooner rather than later. And so that the reason is you have it's already discounted up until when they do that first hike. They're changing policy. It's going to be tighter. All the reasons you said, that's why gold gets pressured before they do the hike. Now, when they do the actual hike, you naturally get a rebound just because the news has already been priced in. And historically, if there is inflation in the market and it's a threat, what happens is they do the first hike and it's an acknowledgement from them that there is an inflation problem and they have to hike rates. The second thing is if inflation keeps running, they have to keep hiking. And so that's what's generally bullish for gold. And so we saw that in the 70s, it was a turning point. They started hikes in 1999. They started hikes in 2016. So we will get a big move when they do the first hike. I mean, that is, I want to say certain, but it's highly probable. Now, after that, it's a question of what happens if inflation accelerates or it remains sticky. You know, then we'll have a bull market in gold. But if they're only able to do, you know, a few hikes and, you know, the economy has, you know, 2% growth and the inflation moderates to 1% for a couple years. And it's kind of, the hiking cycle is kind of like 2017, 2018, you know, that gold is probably not going to have a rip roaring bull move in that scenario. So, I know I trailed off a bit, but I hope that clarified, the main reason is that the Fed having to hike rates, it's an indication of there's inflation. Inflation's probably going to rise. So that's the fundamental reason why.
Well, Jordan, shifting over to the stocks and how they may react in this environment, we've been seeing the mining stocks tell us as one of the tells that precious metal sector may be under some pressure, because for the longest time, the metals price was just sitting stagnant, both silver and gold, and yet the miners were selling down. And then when good news was coming out for a lot of different companies, it was getting sold, which is kind of an indicator that things are getting more bearish. So after this recent rout and, you know, things are heading down, how much more do you think that the miners have to hit their support and resistance levels here? And what are you looking at in, say, the GDX or GDXJ?
Well, I'm looking at the Huey as well as GDX and GDXJ. GDX has actually held up pretty well compared to the others, and obviously that's because the royalty companies are in there. Looking at the Huey, I'm just pulling up a chart right now to see where it, okay, so it's at about 255 right now. I see a confluence of strong support at 215. So a day or two ago, I thought that the Huey had about 15% downside. GDX has, there's obviously 30 is significant support, and then after 30, there's 26. And so given where GDX, I mean, is GDX trading at 33, 34 today?
Yep, GDX is 32, just below 33.
Yeah, so it has about 9 or 10% to that 30 level. But also that after that, the next significant support is 26. So that's pretty, I mean, that's, if GDX were to test 26, I mean, that's roughly 20%. And so 20% in GDX would equate to more in the Huey and GDXJ. And so the Huey 215 is one level. And it's, if you're looking laterally, it's the point where I think we had a big rebound after COVID, immediately after COVID. Then the market pulled back and then it did a slingshot much higher. So if you're looking at the chart, coincides with that level. So 215 for the Huey is one level I'm looking at. For GDXJ, you know, unfortunately, there is some support in the mid 40 area, 41. So there's a little bit of support there that goes back to 2014. But, you know, given that GDXJ has, if you're looking at the chart, I mean, it's already broken down. And so I'm not sure that 40, 41 area is going to be that significant as far as support. I mean, I could be wrong. And so if it breaks that level, we're looking at 35. That's the next area of support. So, and again, if you're looking at these charts, I mean, it's really precarious if there's another leg lower to the sell-off, which I think the odds and probabilities favor that. And so, and I think you get into this type of market, you have to follow the stocks more so than the metals, because as you just said, Shad, the stocks are going to discount things before the metals. They started to do that a month or two ago. And so if you see these stocks, you know, like the Huey breaking below the support that I just bounced from, if you see GDXJ breaking below the 40, 41 area, you know, if and when that happens, my guess would be it happens before gold breaks below 1675. But if that's the case, then that would be a tell that, okay, the market is now pricing in the gold price going below 1675.
All right. So, Jordan, overall here, still under pressure, and we're waiting for the Fed to hike rates. And look, stocks also under pressure. What does this mean for the way that you're managing your portfolio? Are you still building up cash? Are you trying to scale into some of these stocks as they continue to drift lower? What's your portfolio management strategy?
I mean, I did raise some cash a few weeks ago, but not quite enough. So I've, things that fell to a 20% loss, I've cut those. So, you know, I'm at I think a pretty good place now. You know, we'll see if the market consolidates bearishly. There could be, you know, an opportunity to buy one of those hedges. But as far as buying, it's way too soon to think about buying just because of what I just said. I mean, the technicals are really iffy, and, you know, having been in these markets for, you know, over 15 years, when you kind of get this big of a technical breakdown, you have to stand aside and let these things get cheaper. So you really have to be careful about coming in and buying. And in my opinion, it's too soon to do that. And look, if I'm wrong about that, and some juniors are able to stabilize even as the market sells off, then that's going to be a lower risk entry point, given the fact that they were able to stabilize. It's just way too soon to think about coming in. You know, people have to be careful. I mean, you might think a stock is at a great level, but I mean, it could easily drop 20 or 30% from here before we get to the bottom. And look, there's when this thing turns around, when the Fed hikes rates, there's going to be plenty of time to get back in. I mean, we've seen it multiple times in recent years. The upside in a lot of these quality stocks is going to be huge. People just need to stand aside for the time being, let the market sort itself out. You know, let the Fed move closer to that rate hike. That's something I'm watching every day now, the Fed funds futures. You know, what's the percentage chances they're going to hike rates? And if you look at kind of the macro news and developments in recent days, you know, we could be moving closer to that point. There's still a ways to go, but we're turning into that direction. And that's also, I mean, why the sector is getting hit. So it's a double-sided coin. You know, the Fed having tighter policy, yes, that's negative for us until we get to that point. But when we get to that point, it's market fully prices it in. That's probably the time you want to buy, and when the sector will be ready to turn around and begin a huge rebound.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, thanks, especially for the big picture comments. Look, we can try to analyze this washout sell-off and rebound as much as we want, but fact of the matter is, I think paying attention to the big picture and the general trend that we are in is most important right here, and unfortunately, that trend is continuing to be lower for gold. However, it sounds like we're just waiting to hear when the Fed will actually move on policy and start to tighten, but that's a tough one to actually predict. Jordan, thanks as always for your time. I'll post a link to your website. We'll chat again next week, buddy.